Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Well, you know, I go through this topic all the time. I think perhaps one reason is, you know, releasing music, but I'm not that big of a singer. You know, when I say big, I mean, I'm just a little celebrity. But the other reason is living, as I told you, living among very hideous people in my neighborhood 20 years ago, which was a mistake on both. I told you about that before. Both had some drug traffickers and hoodlums. And coming over to place a mile away. And the same criminals are still coming over here that I owe treasure to. You know, the police came over to my condo several times in this last, I've been living here 20 years. Policeman came over here several times, you know. I don't know what happened, you know, as far as whether they arrested people for the allegations that I was concerned about. These allegations of, as I mentioned, peeping Tom, peeping in my home could persist to this day. And they may persist. I don't allow people to peep in my home or have any wire or any hidden camera. Again, there has never been no allegations, but when I'm in my bedroom and I hear all this gossip and I don't know what's going on, and I go outside and they talk about me, some crazy person in the bathroom, I realize from their gossip outside, there's concern. The truth is I'm not attracted to peeping Toms, drug traffickers, alcoholics, drug addicts, prostitutes, low functioning mentally ill. Because they are dangerous to innocent people like you and me. And they always cause trouble. They are nothing but trouble. They end up in prison all the time. They commit the most murders. They do all kinds of hideous things. They always go to prison. They always be in trouble with the law. So when I told you about positivity and negativity, we stay away from these types. But they come over to my condo. I hear them outside, including one of them who's a deranged, dangerous transvestite. I have no attraction to transvestites. I never will in this lifetime. I don't have attraction to anybody. It has nothing to do. It has to do with this person being a criminal. But also, it's not my type. I'm not attracted to transvestites. Again, when I say those things, I'm not prejudiced toward transvestites in general. I'm just not attracted to them sexually, okay? I always been liberal, so I'm going to get that out of the way. It has nothing to do with prejudice. It has to do with they're just not my type. And I'm not attracted to a criminal. But I live in an area where there's a bunch of criminals. So, you know, the cops have to do something. I just almost had the cops come over here again because of my concerns. Then I thought, well, it has to be where I need more evidence, and I have to be careful because I don't want to have the cops come over here for something that hasn't been proven. But at the same time, because I have to be honest, I don't want these low-life functioning people over here. They're outside my window. They gossip. I don't know why. As I mentioned before, some of this has to do, I mentioned about black crime. I mentioned about these. They're not just black. They're Latin. White criminals, black on black crime is no excuse. You know, they mentioned about black being a black genius or whatever. I'm colorblind. I'm very open-minded. I don't see color. I see character. These people are living in a dark ages. They come from the ghetto, wherever they're from. You cannot go by race to target me simply because I'm trying to succeed in their, or if they have any jealousy whatsoever. That is against every type of rationale you can think of. They need to find some other place or some other person to deal with this, because the black community has to deal with this to get rid of the low-life, dangerous black perpetrators who target African-American men all over this country, who, or men, women who are trying to succeed. It happens all the time. I don't do that. I don't want these people around me. They are the reason why African-Americans go to prison, go to jail, and end up dead untimely because of dangerous black perpetrators. If they're jealous and they don't have no home, they ain't going to school, whatever lack thereof, it is no excuse. But this is not just black. They're just hoodlums, Latin hoodlums, white hoodlums who do not know how to move on with their lives. These are homeless people, and some of these are in my building who simply don't know how to stop being an evil human being. There's lots of alternatives for these people. They can move on, find other people, move to another city, do lots of things. Sell their place. I mean, they live next door and sell their place, move to another city, mind their business. Lots of positive alternatives. But they chose to be negative. That's why eventually these individuals are going to go to prison, for prison, or something bad is going to happen. As I said before, they cause trouble all the time, and they always end up in prison sooner or later. My home is not a stage. It's not for people to see. Whatever allegations of any of those allegations are true, that they're looking in, they committed a felony. It's against the law. It's against the building regulations. It's also, as a homeowner, I have my deed on my home, and they still don't have no right to come over here. If they saw me over there a long time ago, I was not their friend. I don't talk to these people. That's another thing, why dangerous they are. They're talking to a stranger. They think I'm some person to target. And I know they've been paid. They said out there might have been paid by some drug trafficker, some hoodlum with a lot of money to make me angry. Paid by a crazy, deranged, dangerous person, a white person, whoever, to make me angry. That person who's doing it is very dangerous. They're going to get locked up too. They should not be targeting me if I don't know them or something because I don't follow the status quo. This ain't no gang area where I'm living. And they mentioned they're from Compton, South Central. Well, my stance is that this is not Compton, South Central. They're going to end up in prison sooner or later. They're too dangerous to be around any person. They have criminal records. They have no respect for boundaries. They don't know how to live around other people until the cops lock them up. That's where they go. You see it all over the news. These people end up in prison all the time. There's a bunch of them in the state penitentiary who act like these hoodlums. So I keep away from them. I don't like talking about these allegations because when I say it, and people's like, some people are like, oh, I'm making up stories. I'm not making up no stories. Are you still going to see the people going to say this in public or what they're doing? I don't think so. They have a good, they do a good job of hiding their hideous psychopath nature. All they needed to do was move on. As I said before, I deal with positive people who know how to mind their business. I don't deal with negative people. These are negative people who are bound for the big house. I deal with people who wants to live and respect boundaries. And again, they got mental illness, severe mental illness. Come over here 20 years. 20 years is a very long time. And I don't know why they come over here. I have no attraction. If it's because of stardom or fame, that's not a good reason to spend 20 years with a stranger who they don't know. Some of these people even said they're, they make up stories, which they're homeless, they're mentally ill, or they live next door. Okay? They got a long criminal record. They've been in prison before. I'm pretty sure these individuals have long criminal records. They've been in trouble with the law. Probably got their records, their names on criminal records, and they come out of prison and they still don't change. I don't hang out with people like that. I never will. Okay? So many people say they're from my hometown, Buffalo, or my family. Listen, if that, you know, they make up stories behind their hideous, dangerous nature. As I said before, if they are, because I don't know these people, they look familiar. They say people, they say names that I don't understand, you know. And I realize they're homeless, so I have to ignore them. But when they say people like Israel Kenner, I'm like, okay, how do they know Israel Kenner? I don't know nobody Israel Kenner. You know, it's like when I say these names, this is what they say to me from a car. The last time I heard a name like that was several decades ago. And if they are from somebody from my hometown, I want nothing to do with them because I consider them dangerous, even my own family. You know, I learned as a young child how dangerous my neighborhood was with seeing the criminals in my neighborhood and in my own family. I have nothing to do with them. So I learned a long time ago not to deal with people like that. Now, if they came out here, they should have never came over here because I would never hang out with them. And they're talking about something in the past that they should not be talking about. Saying things about childhood, I mean, that's really a psychosis. I don't talk about something that happened 30 or 40 years ago. You got to have some mental problem. But then I realized I'm not their friend. I would never have nothing to do with them. They're dangerous. It sounds like they're up to no good. I even told my sister this situation. And, you know, they could not believe what I was saying because it just simply was too good to be true. And it is. But there are some sick, crazy people that in, you know, in society. And they could be people in your childhood neighborhood coming over, you know, following you 23,000 miles away. I don't know. I'm not making these stories up. Okay, this is what it was said. But I will say this. It's important that I stay safe, you know, because I can't keep calling the police. It's important that I do talk to the board. The board told me to call the police all the time. I'm not going to keep calling the police on something, on these people if they keep coming around. The other rationale is to get a restraining order. That's very difficult if you see somebody in a neighborhood keeps coming over and you don't know where they live. And, you know, I can't keep talking about this. I don't like talking about this on podcast. So my stance is I just have to stay safe and make sure that I continue to live my life until I find a place to live. Because I find that this place is hideous if they have these hoodlums and criminals keep coming over here. And, you know, it really, it bottoms down to about the lack of awareness or people, particularly in the police department, not doing enough to keep this area safe. It also has to do with the programs that could put these people in either a locked facility or some program to take them off the street. Because if they've been living on the street for several years and making up stories and stuff like that, then they should not be sitting out there on the street. When I mentioned just now about mentioning stuff from the childhood or past, perhaps they got it online. Perhaps they got all that stuff from looking me up, or perhaps they heard me talking. I don't know how they found out about these situations. But again, if any of that is true, I don't want to deal with anybody from my hometown who will come out here, especially if I didn't talk to them. I'm trying to make sense to this matter because I'm dealing with very sick people. And it's very difficult to understand why I attract the hoodlums and evil people, these perverts, these criminals in my neighborhood. These are people to stay away from. They got mental problems, they're drug addicts, and I know they're doing it purposely, getting paid by some trafficker or so on. I don't smoke, I don't do no drugs, I'm not involved in no drug trafficking. I am a law-abiding citizen. I mentioned drug traffickers because it was reports of drug trafficking in this area, and the hoodlums were gossiping outside. When I walk outside near the post office, they gossip about selling drugs and being involved in drug trafficking, etc. This is why I heard them loud talking. And I ignore it because I said they live on the street or whatever. So I had to keep safe. Because positive situation brings positive consequences, positive people. You don't hang out with no drug trafficker or no hoodlum or no pervert or no sick, crazy person because they always cause trouble. What's even so surprising and so deranged is that they said they will come over here thinking they're going to be a roommate of mine. That's never going to happen in this lifetime. I ain't going to have somebody, some hideous person like that. And some of them said they were in porn. Now, this is near the porn capital, Los Angeles. It's like, I don't hang out with people who are in porn either. It's not my type. But anyway, what I'm trying to do eventually in my own way is to try to sell my home to find another place where I can get less attention from these hoodlums, but also the awareness that the police have not done enough, in my opinion, to lock these people up. These people are going to get locked up anyway because sooner or later they may just heinous crime to somebody, innocent person in this neighborhood. Hopefully it won't be me. They already been targeting me for 20 years, which is so low. And I think that they mentioned black is that don't go by race. I'm a stranger. That's no excuse. Black on black crime is no excuse. And they're not all black. They're Latino, they're white. They live out there on the street. They live next door. They don't know how to mind their business, and they lack awareness of boundaries. I'm sure they're drinking alcohol. This is what they drink alcohol. They do drugs, which limit their inhibitions, so they don't follow laws. They have a criminal record, and they have some mental problem, and they simply cannot mind their business. So I'm trying to hopefully I make sense to you. Because I talk about these issues about staying away from criminals. Because I don't want to attract no hoodlums, no evil people, no perverts in my home. I don't have them in my home. You know, I have to keep my doors locked all the time. Even in my building. Because we don't know. I don't know who I'm dealing with in this neighborhood or in this building. We have to stay safe. You don't want to hear somebody talk about, you know, some crazy stuff about me using the bathroom, which is so sick, which is their delusions and their mental illness, or make up stories about this, or practically could be committing a crime. But I talk about it because it's so peculiar and so acutely, so extreme that no rational human being will understand why these people haven't been locked up or people like this will be walking the streets doing this. Because there's no way it can be ignored if these people are walking in the streets coming over here. It's important that we, you know, that the public, you know, I had to tell the police department, it's important the public knows because, you know, I'm a law-abiding person. I don't deal with anybody who's dangerous, even in my own biological family. And some of them I disowned already because they're dangerous. And when, you know, I talk about my past, I have people in my family do things. I have people in my neighborhood. I don't want nothing to do with them. All they do is hurt and harass and steal and rob and commit fraud and stuff. I learned that a long time ago. These people are the same way. They don't understand boundaries of home. You know what? Another thing that's so peculiar about how dangerous and mentally ill this person, some of these people don't think I own my property, and I do. And so I got a deed says I own my property, and they don't respect it. These people next might be living next door to me. and that they should not be living in my near me. They're too dangerous. The cops have to be involved. Somebody has to be involved. And you know what else they do? They follow me around the car. And I don't understand that either. Somebody has to lock that trash up. I call them that because they're too dangerous and too disgusting as individuals. I'm sorry if I offended anybody in that regard, but somebody's got to do something. Because life is too short for me to living it with a hoodlum or even a human being who can't mind their business or don't understand boundaries about respecting my home. And something is wrong if the police or the mental health officials can't lock up individuals who gossip about peeping into another person's home that they don't know. Because I don't allow that. But if they are, these people should be locked up. If that's illegal. Nobody should deal with this. Not me. Not you. And again, second issue is in this podcast, you know, allegations have been made online by the internet about what I've said in this regard or my music or whatever. Do not listen to it. It's lies. So if you get any defamation of lies about me online and I find out, that's defamation and that's legal. Legal. And when everything I said in this podcast is truthful. Truthful. I'm not making it up. It's not right for what I experienced. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.